This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through another show. A great show on a good Friday. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. You know Fridays are F, yeah, Fridays. F for funny, as well as other things like fantastic analysis from Trey at Vortex on boxing, football, fun, all those things. But John Wessling is our comedian of the week. We've had two clips from him so far. We will have another one at 3:15. But look forward to hearing that, as he is one funny dude. And you should know his name from being in this city long enough to know not only is he a comedian, but he's also done sports radio.
Yeah, man. Well-versed, great writer, funny dude, nice guy. Honest to God, I'm lucky to have a guy like Wessling in my life to help me navigate the comedy world. Because as you know, you probably had mentors coming up in the business of basketball and media,
yep,
that showed you, hey, this is how you do it. Because you reached the highest level in the field by being able to be what was your title with the Rockets? Director of broadcasting
and doing, a color analyst, yeah, in the NBA and never played the NBA.
Yeah, so that's like, I'm guessing you had plenty of mentors.
Steve Snapper Jones, a lot of people recognize the name when he used to work with Bill Walton and Bob Costas, mm-hmm, doing the NBA games. But I was blessed enough to have Snapper as my mentor when I became an intern with the Trailblazers in Portland, and he took me under his wing, and he didn't have to. And he was tough love. I mean, he wasn't Mr. Hey, next time do this. He was more like, why are you, kid? Why are you so stupid? Why did you do that? But the wake-up call made me better. No doubt.
I had those. Like, Ed Blake was a comedian that was one of my friend's mentors. He passed away, but he was my tough love guy. I'd get off stage thinking I just had a good set. He'd be like, is that the best punchline you thought of for that joke? I'm like, I mean, that's what I wrote. He's like, yeah, write 10 more. That was okay, but that wasn't the best. Like, he was tough love. And then, you know, guys like Wessling and Billy D have helped me, and Andy Huggins have really helped me navigate the business. As you know, I don't bounce jokes off of them because that's the worst thing you can do. I was like, hey, John, do you think this is funny? Do it on stage, dumbass. They'll let you know if it's funny. But, like, as far as learning the business of comedy, those three have been great. So, and Nick, I'm sure you've had the same, right, in radio? Like, who was one of your mentors besides me?
I was wondering where he was going with that.
No, but like, I mean, have you had mentors? Have you had guys that have helped you learn the ropes?
Or I remember in school, they always said, get a good mentor. A good mentor, but I never did that. I never really had a mentor, no.
That
I just
sucks.
Learned
Jerome
as I went.
Jerome mentored you in locker room.
Who?
Well, Jerome mentored him.
Oh, Jerome Solomon?
Locker room. What would you call
etiquette?
That?
Locker room etiquette.
Etiquette, there you go.
No one taught me anything. I learned almost everything as I went along.
So you're, that's
on
crazy,
the go,
dude.
Every single
do, man.
Thing
man, in this
I've
business,
done in this business
being
has
100%
been
self-taught.
Yeah, that's tough.
Dude, my hat's off to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no doubt.
They just give you like a quick rundown, and this company is like small to big, like small to medium, and there's a lot of people that are employed here. It's so decentralized,
yeah,
that there's kind of an expectation of people having to wear like multiple hats.
Yeah.
You have to do it. Joel has to do it. Joel's not just a radio host. You're not just a radio host. You're on Sports Map. You're doing videos. You're a writer. You've gone to games. You talk about, I mean, there's a bunch of things you got to do. You cannot just be one guy.
Right.
So.
And you, the other that's thing, crazy that you learned all that.
Yeah. I don't have them. I wish I had
you,
a mentor.
Man. Yeah, you know, if you would just listen to me, you might even be good at this.
I would tell you this, Nick. The best thing you can do is be a mentor for somebody else, because they can learn
God,
from you.
No.
Because they can learn,
Joel,
from you. What
stop
you didn't
talking
have,
right now.
What you didn't have, you could do for somebody else so that they could understand it better, and you could play it, pay it.
They'll
forward.
Be an alcoholic within 2 weeks.
Well, I didn't say take them out drinking.
We don't need 15 Nicks running around this station. For that reason, I'm out. No way do I want everyone at this station being like Nick.
I didn't say take them drinking. I said, you
not
know,
even drinking.
Mentor them at games,
you know,
or
how,
at the station.
He is literally the meanest producer in radio.
I'm Trey's mentor, and look, he's turned out great.
I mean, Trey has a lot of mentors, actually.
Actually, I'm not his mentor.
Right? I think AJ would be the first, right?
AJ, yeah, I think AJ.
AJ probably initiated his, like, yeah, because he's the one that gave him the nickname Juggalo Trey, right?
Yeah, AJ was the one during Rock the Mic when Trey was just awful, when he was like, that guy. Like, he literally, you could see that he was like, because AJ has that knack of doing that. I mean, he did it with Philpott. He's done it with other guys that where you're like, they bring something very unique to the table that a lot of us, we have our own pluses on air, but these guys have something that's very unique.
He identifies a character before they even know they're a character.
Almost like a character, yeah. Yep. Like they're the way they are is very character-like.
He got David Philpott to sing a Christmas song and record it. It was fantastic.
Oh, wow. I can only imagine.
One of my favorite things ever.
And for those who don't know, like he's been open about it. Like he owns it. He has a speech impediment, but it was so funny. It was so funny.
AJ, I'll never forget that day that we had Philpott on the show and had him talk sexy. We were talking about it. He was picking up chicks on Black People Meet. And Philpott is a white guy with a speech impediment. And he's picking up these hot chicks on Black People Meet. We're like, Philpott, how are you doing this? He's like, I don't know. I just, you know, this is what it. So we were like, do you talk sexy to him? Do you talk dirty? He's like, I don't know. Like, do you say something like, yeah, whose ass is this or something like that?
Who's your daddy?
Yeah, and he was doing it. It was the best, man.
He
was
out at our Twin Peaks in Shenandoah.
I did, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
he
right,
came
he
out
was.
And said
yeah,
hi. He works was. Out there at Fox Sports' headquarters out in the Woodlands and wanted to make sure. He said he listens every day and he wanted to come out and say hi.
Wait, is Fox Sports headquartered in the Woodlands?
Their regional headquarters for like all of the programming, running of shows and things like that. The traffic and all that. Yep, right there.
Need to drop off a resume. Give me some TV cred.
Well, you'd have to get people here would have to have that channel still.
That's true. No one has it, huh?
If you want to, you know, you can get the Ranger game.
That's true. I'm not saying I'm leaving here. I just want to expand. I can do local and national.
I can do local radio.
Yeah. I can do local radio, local G-Berry, TV, national TV.
G-Berry, here's a button you press when you change it from one commercial to the next.
That wasn't me.
I'm just telling you. You said he has. That's the way he talks.
Look, it's not the first time someone has made fun of the way he talked on the air.
Yeah, AJ had him do a Christmas Carol. He's a great dude.
Yeah.
It's fine. Don't. That's fine.
You're going too far with Barry.
I'm gonna live.
You'll say you banged my dead grandma, but you won't let him talk about Phil.
You started that, okay? You started that. You made me go that route. Just so you're aware.
What did I say to make you say that you banged my dead grandma? Please, I don't.
You played a song from 1947, and like you guys were listening to this. You're old. You were around
and
when this
was made. And
your response
was, I banged your dead grandma.
No, my response was, I was listening to it while banging your grandma. Not your dead grandma. I banged her when she was alive. Wait a minute. That didn't come out right.
That's totally going to be isolated. That's so going to be isolated.
Oh, my gosh. All right. This got out of hand.
Well, I digress. So, Astros back at it tonight. Justin Verlander on the hill. Really quirky schedule early. They've already made one trip to Arlington, and now they're already back for another series against the Rangers. Obviously, they're a different team than they were during their first visit to the Dallas area.
Yeah.
But I'd like to see JV put it together and be dealing tonight.
I would, too. I think it's time to go ahead and put them away.
Not only that, but we know that he's been working on some things. He was working on a changeup. He was experimenting with some pitches. He's given up a couple of long balls, which is normally when he's not in his groove yet. You know, we're almost through April. We're about a month into the season. I'd like to see him settle in a little bit and have a good deep outing, quality start. Keep the ball
in
the park.
How many quality starts has he had, though? I think he still keeps it
under three runs.
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
he's given
sure.
up a couple of bombs, which, you know, to get to Verlander and get him for a home run, he has to make a mistake.
Yeah.
And he normally doesn't make a mistake when he's in his groove.
Let's see. He has four starts, seven innings, one earned run. That's quality. A quality start. Yep. Six innings, three earned run.
Still a quality start.
Six innings, one earned run.
Quality start.
And four innings, four earned run. So four starts, three quality
three
starts.
Three out of four.
I'll take that. And the one that he didn't, they lost 6-4.
How many bombs he given up?
He has given up a home run in each game.
See, that's not exactly
not a
Justin
great ratio.
Verlander.
If you're going to get 30 starts, you don't want to give up 30 home runs throughout the year. But not awful.
Good news is the offense is clicking. So that's a lot different than when we were in Arlington the first time. So hopefully we see a scenario where the Astros take care of business.
I'll tell you to me what I'm more concerned because he's a fly ball pitcher. Mm-hmm. And if you're a little more up in the zone or maybe you just miss a pitch here and there, you're going to be susceptible more to the long ball as a fly ball pitcher. Mm-hmm. What concerns me a little bit more is the five walks. that he had in two games. I mean, he had one walk in that first game against Tampa, but then back-to-back Yankees and Rangers, he gave up five walks over 10 innings. Not a ratio you want to have going.
He was up in the zone in a couple of those.
He was a little wild. Yep. If I feel like if he can, you know, kind of get his control back, which is something that can come and go. It's kind of like a shooter. Sometimes you lose your shot for a few weeks, like, you know, P.J. Tucker, Gordon, the shot's not falling. But you get it back, and I think that's the same thing with Verlander. The one thing you usually don't get back is velocity. But right. Control, he'll find that. That's why I think he'll be okay, and the home run numbers will go down. And
that's what I said. Let's just hope he starts hitting his stride, gets back in his groove, and then you'll know right away that he's in his groove because, like you said, aside from the home runs, he's painting spots, he's down in the zone. And yeah, obviously, you don't ever have to worry about his velocity. He's just a freak of nature that way. The way the velocity goes up, the later and he gets in games, and the more pitches he throws.
Yeah.
But good thing is their offense is in a different place than it was early in the season in the second series of the year when they just didn't look like themselves, and the Rangers took advantage, and then Ranger fans started to get a little overzealous.
Yeah, and now what is the? I didn't look at the standings today.
They've been okay. Rangers have been okay. I think it's surprising some people in the fact that
10-7, one and a half back. Oh,
the fact that they have a winning
around.
Record. Yeah, and the fact that they're not, you know, just like bottom feeders of the entire American League.
I mean, the whole AL West right now isn't playing awful. I mean, the Angels are 8-11, but everybody else has a winning record. And
Mariners got off to a hot start. Yeah. A's kind of got back into it. So, yeah.
So, I'm looking at the Rangers' schedule early. They 2 out of 3 against the Cubs, 2 out of 3 against the Astros. That's a hell of a start to a season for anybody. I don't care who you are.
A's and Angels on the West Coast.
They lost 3 of 4 to the Angels, split with the Diamondbacks in a 2-game series. Split with the Athletics because one of their games in a 3-game series got postponed, but then just swept the Angels. So that's a pretty good start to the season for a Rangers club that I think expectations were, hey, if we were in the hunt for a wild card come June, we'd be, August, they'd be pretty happy.
Yeah.
I don't think the expectations were too high.
I mean, I think you looked at it, though, and I guess for a lot of people, they thought that the Rangers were pretty much in rebuild mode.
That's what I'm saying. If they were, you know, if they maintained this pace, they're not going to, I don't think they're going to get a wild card. I don't think they're going to win the division. But if they're in the wild card hunt in August, that's a good year for them.
Yeah, it's a win for the season.
You know what else is a win? Good quality soccer match. That's the win. Houston Dynamo off to their best start in club history. They're young. They're exciting. They're led by a fast-paced attack that El Pantera, that's Albert Elise, leading the charge there. He's got unique ball handling skills. Speed makes him one of the most entertaining guys to watch in all of the MLS. Plus, they've got, don't forget, Houstonian Memo Rodriguez is on the squad. He leads the MLS in goals. They got Joe Willis, also a league leader among goalkeepers. And this season, what's really cool is not only are the Dynamo off to their best start and having a great year and have some exciting players to go watch, but they're also teaming up with MD Anderson. And not just to sell tickets and put a patch on a jersey. They've created a partnership. They're joining MD Anderson with one goal, and that's to end cancer. All season long, a portion of the ticket sales that the Dynamo get will benefit the MD Anderson Cancer Center on Saturday. Now check this out. Saturday, April 27th, Dynamo take on the Columbus Crew. The first 5,000 fans receive a Houston Dynamo end cancer scarf. How cool is that? Be the first 5,000 fans. You get that end cancer scarf from the Houston Dynamo and MD Anderson Cancer Center. If you've not been to a BBVA Compass Stadium game to watch the Dynamo, you need to get out there. It's one of the most unique sporting experiences in the city of Houston. It's fun. It's exciting. I was lucky enough to get to go to a couple of them, and I had a great time. It's one of those things where soccer live is just a lot of fun to see. This team is young, they're passionate, they're hardworking, they represent all the qualities of our city to the fullest. So get out there and check them out. Support the home team, support the Dynamo. And if you need tickets, go check out HoustonDynamo.com. That's HoustonDynamo.com.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Seriously, the other day I sent a picture of my to my wife.
Oh,
And she wrote back, who is this? You should be able to pick that out of a lineup. You're telling me you don't recognize the bathroom tile? You pick that out. Let me see your phone. How many you got on here? Jesus.
There it is, John Westling. Final clip of the day for our Comedian of the Week on an F Yeah Friday. John has deep roots here in Houston, comedically, as well as on the radio. As Barry has told you, a mentor to him, and a really good dude. So support John. When he's at the joke joint again?
April 20th, this Saturday. Speaking of, I'm just going to promote my show. Yeah, I have a 420 show.
Do you really?
Yeah. You know what sucks is about the Rockets are playing 420.
They are.
So that really makes it difficult for comedians and comedy shows because there's a lot of people that would normally go might be watching the Rocket game. Fortunately for the show I'm on, we're doing it at Vortex and Katy. So they were like, Rockets game at 9:30. Show starts at 8. We'll be done by 9:30. And then the game starts. We're good to go. So
nice.
If you're in the Katy area, I'm not expecting people from, you know, the Woodlands or anything like that to make the drive necessarily. But if you're in the Katy area and you got nothing to do on a Saturday night before the Rocket game, come catch a little comedy. It's a Vortex Bar and Grill, I guess, in Katy. And it starts at 8 o'clock. So.
Are hecklers nicer on 420 or no?
I think they're more mellow. And they're just like, yeah, man,
you don't notice a difference.
Bro, your socks match. That's the worst thing.
You normally don't play Katy.
I don't. I don't think I've ever been out in Katy. This will be my first time.
But it's actually geographically not too bad. Like, it's not that far from where you're at, right?
You got to take...
Katy?
Yeah, that's kind of a haul
but
for him.
45 and... where's the one that's 45 right? And Beltway 8? That's further, right? That's southeast.
45 and Beltway... Oh, yeah, that's... Yeah,
that's way further, that's 45, isn't it? You're there more often
the joke
there.
Joint?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, the joke joint. Yeah, you're right. That is... this is actually... a lot closer overall because I can hop on either the Beltway or 99 and get there pretty easily. Yeah, I should be there in about 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
Right. God, joke
joint's an hour.
Yeah. That stretch from you to 290 on 99 is...
That's not great.
It is a tough drive.
Somebody wanted to know. I'm gonna take bets that... and don't take this the wrong way. I'm going to take bets that you guys aren't hip on this.
Okay.
But in other words, we're getting more credit than we deserve.
Okay.
But somebody said, hi, since the show is more cultural than other shows, I wanted to get y'all's thoughts on the Kodak Black and T.I. beef.
Didn't know about the Kodak Black.
Okay.
I've heard a lot of his, I've heard about his beefs before, but I don't know anything about this.
Joel, you big on the Kodak Black and T.I. beef?
I'm a T.I. fan.
Okay.
Kodak Black, I think, crossed the line. You were talking about the fact that,
my man,
you know, there's certain lines you don't cross.
Need more time?
No. I was reading the actual text. But the thing is we always say that certain things are off limits.
Uh-huh.
When you can take shots at T.I. all you want. Don't take shots at his girl.
No, it wasn't his girl. It was close.
No,
it was tiny.
It was tiny.
I thought he said he wanted to have sex with, or he wanted to try to get with Nipsey
Hussle. He's got
Nipsey
a whole diss track where he takes shots at both of them.
I thought it was that he wanted to get with Nipsey Hussle's woman.
No.
Yeah, I thought that's what
that's
it was.
That's even worse.
Right? That's what I thought
worse.
It was about.
I don't know if that's the case.
There you go. Says, see, so he gave us way. So wait. You saw the text in Google.
No,
don't
so
you
I got it right now.
He got in the inbox. He's like, oh, crap. No,
I mean, I just Googled it. I didn't know.
I'm Googling it right now, and it says Kodak Black takes shots at Tiny and T.I.'s family in a diss track.
Yeah, but I think it was because of T.I. called him out for saying that he wanted to get with Nipsey Hussle's woman.
There's two things I know. I know that he took a shot at Tiny, which is
yes,
T.I.'s
ex,
and that T.I. snitched on him about something.
Oh, see, that's not good at all.
Yeah, it's hurting Here Kodak Black, too, because it says he's had to abruptly cancel a show now. And there's fallout from the beef with T.I.
So, Lauren London, who is that? That's Nipsey's woman, right?
I do not know, sir.
So, because the article I saw on this said Kodak found himself in hot water after he voiced his hopes to pursue Lauren London shortly following Nipsey Hussle's death.
That's sick.
T.I. was one of the rappers that responded to Kodak and condemned him for his actions. Even after the apology, the two have engaged in a petty back and forth. Hmm. That's what I thought it was about. But he does come out and say something like, he calls Tiny ugly. I don't even want that piggy or something like that. That ain't right either. But yeah, that's what I thought it was initially. It started over saying, like, how do you say you want to get with a dude, a dude's woman that just died?
Yeah, that's just, talk about unwritten rules.
Yeah, that ain't right.
That's just awful.
I need to validate that, though. Or if you text it, make sure that that's what the beef was about before we. But see, I think you gave us too much credit. We are culturally aware, but I wouldn't say we're on.
We're not experts
all the time.
On
we're
it.
Old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you want to bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out.
You are a big TI fan. I do
I
know
am.
That.
Yes. Okay, so we got that out of the way. We talked a little Astros.
Uh-huh.
So we've got that to look forward to. Because honestly, when the Astros are on, I'm actually, and this is going to be hard for you to believe, but I'm actually peeping the, during commercial breaks, I'm peeping the NBA stuff. But I'm actually watching the Astros more than anything else. Rockets excluded.
Okay. I was going to say.
Yeah, Rockets excluded. And then the late game tonight I told you I'm interested in. I want to see if OKC even shows up.
That I do want. I think that's the thing is, what's the play with OKC? What team are we going to get now? You excuses are over with.
Right.
What team do we get? If they lay an egg, bye. It is done.
And Riley, who follows us and listens to the show every day, is a huge OKC fan. He said, you know, give me something to hold on, hope to until Friday night. And I said, look, you got one of the best home court advantages in the league. And the only game in town. So you know that the crowd is going to be jacked and it's going to be a great crowd. But I would assume that the Thunder are going to shoot better in their home gym. They're going to feel more comfortable. But for a team that really had the road set for them at the start of the playoffs to basically control their own destiny without seeing either the Rockets or the Warriors to the Western Conference Finals,
mm-hmm.
You've looked like you belonged at an even lower seed than you got, and you look like you belong to be bounced in the first round.
Yeah, that my theory out the door. Because I thought for a while that they looked like the team that you
that's
just
right, didn't. And you were all over them, yeah.
They are off. They're like I'm having a hard time figuring out who's laying a bigger egg in the playoffs, the Nuggets or the Thunder.
Yeah, because I said right away, when we were worried about where the Rockets were going to fall in the first round matchups, I didn't want to see them see OKC.
Right.
I know Golden State didn't want to see OKC, but this is a different OKC team. This second year in a row,
yeah,
that a Russell Westbrook led team that looks pretty decent in the regular season. Just goes bye, vacation time.
Yeah, if you were calling it, I mean, that series is over. Portland's gonna.
I don't think so. I think OKC shows up tonight.
Okay.
Yep. If I have to pick that game, I say OKC wins at home tonight.
No, but do you think that they win the series?
You think I gotta see what OKC looks like tonight. I want to see what they look like tonight.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, they were on the road. They're always going to look worse on the road.
Before the series started, I said they'd win, and I said it in for twofold. One, because I thought that there was more talent start to finish on the roster on OKC, mm-hmm. and because of the injury to Nurkic with Portland.
That's so big to me.
Yeah.
But Kanter, man.
He's been huge.
Crazy.
So there you have it. We've got other things to get to. Final half hour of the show. Lots still on the agenda. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. Call or text or hit us on Twitter. Back with the final 30 minutes. It's the Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through a good Friday on The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. 30 minutes to go on the show. I assume the Blitz, much like everybody else, will be here.
Are they working, Nick?
Today? I would think so, because Johnny G worked, and you know, today would be the day that he would be golfing. And,
true.
And giving praise to the Lord.
Oh, he does. He's a practicing. Yeah. Well, I guess he's going to hell, because he was on the list. Catholics. Is he Catholic? I don't know. I don't know what he is. Is he? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, sorry, Granado, you're going to hell, according to the Westboro Baptist Church.
The Blitz are at Live Sports Bar.
Oh, cool.
Live Sports Bar downtown. Yeah.
So not only are they working, they're doing a remote amongst the people. Look
at
that.
There you go. So if you got even
Main
better.
Street in downtown, if you want to go.
Yeah, if you're kicking it on a Good Friday not working, head on down and see Fred and AJ at Live Sports Bar in downtown.
There you go.
That's a good idea. Hey, we always give back to the suspects. Let's do that right now. Sportify Expo, the largest sports fan expo in Houston. It's going to be at the GRB, the George R. Brown Convention Center, April 27th and 28th. And we want to send you there along with a guest so you can take photos with and get autographs from the top Houston Astros, Houston Texans, UFC fighters, and other pros and legends. Right now, caller number 8-713-780-3776. Caller 8-713-780-ESPN. You get a pair of tickets to this sweet event. For more information to get your tickets now, head to sportifyexpo.com. Good luck. There you go. So you want to take Jay's call?
Yeah, let's do it.
Jay wants to give us info on the beef. Jay, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, man?
Oh, man, nothing. Yeah, so about the whole Kodak back beef, whatever, it did start exactly like how Barry said. It was behind the death of Nipsey Hussle, and he went on I think it was live Instagram live, one of the two, but he had made a statement like, hey, I'll give her time, but she's show looking good, whatever. So, you know, everybody was in an uproar about it, which is rightfully so. You know, don't say nothing about a man's, you know, family.
A dead man's girlfriend at that.
Yeah, exactly. So T.I. was one of the people to be vocal about it. And so out of everybody, he took offense to T.I., you know, saying basically like, nobody wants your ugly ass, you know, woman. You ain't got to worry about that. But he took it a step further lately by saying that he's going to try to get at his daughter and impregnate his daughter. Yeah, so that's where it really got real big. And T.I. made the diss, and he made the diss, and, you know, all this stuff. So, yeah, Kodak Black, he's not wanted. L.A. has banned him. He can't go to L.A. anymore. I just see his career pretty much about to go to the wayside, all because he thought it would be funny to make comments like that. So, look, just giving you guys some back history.
Appreciate that, Jay.
Yeah, appreciate it, Jay. I will say this. I'm not opposed to tattoos on the face. That's become a it's a more normal thing than when, like, Tyson did it. Remember when Tyson did it?
Oh, God. People lost their mind.
The whole country lost their mind. Yep. It was like, what on earth is he doing? And now you just kind of are used to it. You're like, yeah, that's Tyson. That's his Chinese star tattoo or whatever the hell that thing is. But, I mean, Kodak Black, some of his seem to be a little more questionable. I feel like if a guy has those kind of questionable decisions, saying you wanted to get with a dead man's girlfriend and then you don't, calling another dude's wife ugly and then saying you want to impregnate his daughter, just another list of a long line of bad decisions.
Are there any lines that can't or shouldn't be crossed?
I think the new era is like, they're all like that, man. Tekashi 6ix9ine, another guy. Face tats, probably way worse than Kodak Black's.
That's probably true. But for some reason.
And he's going around telling people to, you know, SSD.
But for some reason, Tekashi 6ix9ine fits the whole persona. The hair,
a big
and
ass
the teeth.
6ix9ine on his forehead,
yeah,
right there.
But the hair and the teeth, like Kodak Black, his hair looks like a star, and then he's got crosses and they're sporadic. Like, if you had it all over, then it's like, okay, well, I don't know why, but more of them looks better than a few of them. And I'm not just talking about a teardrop, but he's got like three crosses. And
you've seen the Birdman, like, right?
Yeah,
Chris Anderson. I don't know. Not the other Birdman,
but I don't know why that his looks just like. Like, he looks like he just only gets face tattoos when he's drunk. Like, you could tell that Tekashi 6ix9ine made a conscious decision to say, I'm going to tat up my face, but then I'm going to get this rainbow hair and these gold teeth and all these other weird things that I'm going to do to be part of my persona to get attention. I feel like Kodak Black just, like, started to and then was like, nah, this ain't for me. Well, you already started tattooing your face. You might as well follow through with it. I don't know. That's just me. Maybe I'm too judgy.
What?
I don't know.
No way.
Sporadic face tattoo. Just do the whole thing. This don't like, or at least do like Tyson, where he was like, this whole side is dedicated to one big ass tattoo.
I would just argue, if you are going to do it, be a star or a rapper or somebody like that. You know what I mean? If you're going to do face tattoos, just make sure you're like successful.
But some of these cats do it to become stars.
Like,
that's
some
why.
Of these guys,
gamble.
Some of these guys. It is. Though,
I see these news stories all the time where guy is accused of like 16 different crimes. They show his mugshot and he's got 713 on his forehead. Pretty easy to identify the guy you're looking for.
Yeah, you're not going to get away with it.
In a lineup, I'm going to go, let's see, six guys. One of them's got three digits right across his forehead. Yep, that's him.
Easy to spot for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a big gamble, but I think that's how some of these cats have really made it was they, you know, their music was decent, but their character that they built with the face tattoos and all that.
And honestly, for some, it's not a big gamble because even if they don't, they would have done a big record. Yeah, they would have done it anyway, and they would have.
I think that's if I don't break nationally as a comedian, I think I'm going to start doing face tattoos. I think that'll help me in the long run.
I think the sooner the better. I think because it could actually propel you over the top.
I feel like if something doesn't happen in the next 3 or 4 years, I'm just going to start getting 69 tattooed on my face.
A lot of people just do rainbow hair. Why don't you start with that? It's not permanent.
I don't have much hair to begin with.
Well, then just tattoo a rainbow on your forehead.
No, I'm not growing my hair out.
Look, Tito Ortiz had a shaved head and he dyed it blonde.
Don't
it
dye anything. Just tattoo a rainbow on your forehead.
Okay, well, now that's an option.
Yeah.
Well, I could do that.
It could be like a temporary rainbow tattoo that you put on your face every morning and tell everybody.
If what's his name can wear a helmet hair.
Who's that?
Guy, you said he forgot his hair. He had hair in the
name. Oh, Caron Butler?
Yeah.
You see what they did the other night on TNT? And Shaq also put on the wigs.
On him.
Yeah, because he was part of Shaq and a Fool. Shaq, they all came out with their fake hair. That's brutal. My God.
Shaq, see, you think I'm mean to you?
Who was the George?
That's national TV.
The guy you did the comedy show with during Super Bowl,
George Wallace.
George Wallace?
Yeah.
Shaq looked like he could be like George Wallace's dad.
Really?
He came out with the George Wallace fro. It was pretty funny.
That's awesome. When you've been bald that long, it's too obvious.
Remember when Kenny Smith did it during the finals or during the playoffs?
He grew out hair?
He all of a sudden had hair. And this was before weaves were big.
The only person I feel like got away with it when he was clearly bald at first was Urlacher. When he got those implants, I was like, man,
he got implants though. That's not a wig. Yeah, he got implants. Yeah,
I don't know if I would do that. I don't know.
I can tell you this because you mentioned Tyson. The other thing was, remember when it was a big deal in the NBA too? Because
Rodman
was like the only guy tatted for a while.
Yeah.
Then the Birdman went nuts, but then all of a sudden you mentioned like from the neck tattoos, J.R. Smith was the one that had the Yankees logo, or no, it looked like the Yankees logo on his Adam's apple.
Yeah.
Then Wilson Chandler, of all people, who was this clean-cut guy with the Knicks, went like everything below like the gum line was tattooed. I mean, it looked like he had a turtleneck on full of tats, and then everybody did it.
It's crazy because, you can remember, like you said, the Birdman, what was that, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
It was weird watching him play covered in tattoos like that.
And now, lots of colors on his tattoos.
And now it's just the norm.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
Sleeve, like to see J.J. Redick with a sleeve on one arm.
Yeah.
It's just really weird looking.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
But it's become all the rage. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Nick, how many tattoos do you have? Do you have any tattoos?
Nick's plotting way back Wednesday for next week.
I have no tattoos.
You don't have any tattoos?
No.
If you were to get a tattoo, what would you get?
Probably something on my dad, but I wouldn't get anything unless I was like super famous.
Really? Yeah. Not even just like one like...
If I was super established in life, then yeah.
Like, Nora has 4?
Does she really?
Yeah. She got, like, a coordinates for her dad's grave. Like, she got his plot. And then she's got, like, a little heart and a cross on each wrist. And she's got, like, I think 4 different tattoos. I almost got one. And then I was like, man, what's going to happen is I almost got the Gemini symbol, which is just basically Roman numeral 2 to represent the twins. And I was going to do it on my, like, you know, my shoulder. But I was like, I'm going to get old, and as fat as I've been for most of my life, it's just going to be sagging, and then it's going to end up looking like a penis or something and not the Roman numeral 2. So I was like, I'm not going to do that.
You should have just gotten the two guys holding hands.
Use that. You would like that,
yeah,
when
use
you
that Gemini. It would look better. Don't you think so, Nick? Just two guys holding hands?
I'm okay with that.
You could just tell everybody, look at my Gemini signal.
What's your sign?
Same thing.
You're a Gemini?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what we could do, Joel?
No. Before you even get started.
You didn't even want to hear your idea.
You didn't even let me finish.
Doesn't matter. I'm not doing it.
You don't
it.
Even want to hear the idea?
Nope.
Do you know how amazing this idea was? You know those chains that have the two hearts? That's one heart, but then they're separated down the middle and like best friend charms. And one person takes half the heart and the other person takes the other half of the heart. Since you're a Gemini and mm-hmm. I'm a Gemini and we're co-hosts on The Usual Suspects, mm-hmm. we could do the two dudes holding hands, but you do one dude and I'll do the other one.
Please do this.
That sounds so awesome.
Nope.
Oh, not I mean, I tried. Happen. You'll do it with me, right, Nick?
No, I would not do that with you. You would be alone, sir.
What's your zodiac sign, Nick?
Taurus. I think I'm a Taurus.
Just put the...
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Just have a man grabbing the bull.
That makes a lot
by
of
the
sense.
Horns. What makes a lot of sense?
That you're an angry bull.
See?
It makes a lot of sense that you're a Taurus. Angry, angry bull.
We got to go to break. Gotta go to break.
All right, we got one segment to go on the show before we turn over to the Blitz on a good Friday. Appreciate y'all being good suspects, taking us along for the ride. Back to wrap things up, put a bow on it, right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, final segment of the show on a good Friday. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you guys taking us along for the ride wherever you may be on this gorgeous day in the big city. Most of you off of work, so the fact that you are tuned in makes us feel better because we are working for you. I wanted to mention this to you guys. I don't know if you saw this or not, but this you can add to your latest list of categories on Pornhub.
Okay.
Pornhub has launched... B-sexual, with porn stars voicing over bees having sex. So B-E-E, sexual.
Wow.
They have a porn, they have, for the female, Abella Danger is her name.
Hold on, yep. Let me get to the Googles.
A-B-E-L-L-A, Danger.
Bella Danger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is voicing over insects, bees, having sex on video.
Yeah, she looks like she's got a sexy voice.
Well, she's getting it done for you then.
Her voices are nice. That's stupid. Like, who would want... I'm sorry. Okay, if you have kids in the car, this is probably...
It's Good Friday. You're good.
First of all, blame Pac-Man Joel. He brought it up. If you have kids in the car, change the channel. 3, 2, 1. If I'm masturbating...
Don't blame that on Pac-Man Joel. Let me tell you
that. You brought this up.
Oh, that you can blame on me.
Well, tell me why else. Like, Hold on. Let me finish. Why else are people going to Pornhub? What other reason does Pornhub exist for?
The articles.
No, exactly. If I had said Playboy, you'd have been right.
Right.
No, there is. So let's just get that out of the way. It's not absurd to lead with that because that's what the whole reason for the whole site is. So I go back to my original statement. If I'm masturbating, it's not going to be watching two bees have sex.
That's just ridiculous.
There's nothing in that that is a turn on or a fetish or anything at all. Look, even if you are one of the weirdos that's into bestiality, you're not going to be into bestiality because you can't have sex with a bee. It's impossible.
Well, they got a stinger.
Well, that's not. It's impossible. Stop. You're turning me on.
Oh, you like bees too, right?
Stop. I hate bees.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So it's not for you, but it doesn't mean it's not for everybody.
Well, I was going to get to that next. This is a weird, weird thing.
Yeah.
I feel like they could have invested their money in something else besides voicing over bee sex.
Evidently, that's if it's weird. Become a category on Pornhub, it's a thing with somebody.
No, I really think it's just them.
I think that came out the way like Andy Rooney on 60 Minutes instead of, you ever wonder? Barry's like, when I'm masturbating, if I'm going to masturbate. I was like,
I mean, that's just, I don't know. That's creepy. By the way, shout out to Kirsten. She says she's coming to the show tonight. She reminded, she said, I came up here to get tickets. And I was like, oh, it's free. You don't need tickets. Just, you drove all the way up here for nothing. I know you wanted to see Nick. I know it wasn't because of me. But yeah, if you're going to the show tonight at Vortex and Katie, it's totally free. So you don't need tickets. Just show up. I don't even know where Vortex is in Katy, so don't ask me. It's just
Trey in Katy, there, right?
It's the wrong. Don't do that, Joel. You're going to confuse people. They're going to show up to the gym and be like, where's the comedy show
they're
at?
They're going to come in their sweats and their workout gear going, Barry, I thought I'd get a workout in before I listened to you do some comedy.
Wrong thing. Look, Francisco sent a picture, him and his two kids. Barry, thanks for the warning. It's got his two baby girls in the back seat.
That's awesome.
But he's never cared, though. He's always never listened. Cared. But we have quite a few listeners that are like that.
They let their kids listen.
They're cool with it.
I don't understand it. I'm like, we appreciate every all listeners.
Are you going to be cool
that
like that
get.
With Taylor, Joel?
Are you going to let her listen to our show?
Nope.
No?
Nope. And you know, she already picks out. That's Daddy's voice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Don't do that. Mm. This is not a kid-friendly show. We've never claimed it to be. We don't want I don't want it to be. I don't want to be kid-friendly. I want to be able to say what I want within FCC guidelines, of course.
Sometimes.
If my producer did his job all the time. but half the time he's asleep at the wheel.
Well, then Nick would be playing freaking Galaga. Nick would be over here going, trying to.
I'm getting that system, by the way.
Oh, the old school?
Oh, yeah.
You've been dumped more than me, pal.
That's false. I've been dumped, thankfully, because
well,
Nick
at
looked
the beginning, after me. At the beginning, it was about. No, it's you, Barry. Let's be honest.
Let's be honest.
You've been dumped way more than Joel.
Probably so. Just on the show, not in real life.
The other day, I forgot where we saw each other. He was like, by the way, like last week, I said this word and you didn't dump it. I'm like, what are you talking about?
And then, thanks for the heads up now.
Yeah. Totally. As soon as I said that, I went, I can't believe I remembered it.
I was like, I acted like I didn't hear it because it was too late. Like, I didn't get to the dumb button in time, so. Yeah.
So apparently they're donating to help bees with each viewing. So they are it's for charity.
Okay.
That makes a lot more sense than man. I really want to spank it to a couple of bees doing it. What?
First thing you said when you said they're donating, I'm like, so for every time that someone masturbates to the bees, they can make a donation to their local. No.
So, somebody wanted to know if our wives got face tattoos, would we stay with them? Depends on what it was.
Lisa on Channel 11 with a face
just saying,
tattoo.
At some point in the future, you realize that people on TV are going to have tattoos. I know that that's going to be one of the last mediums, but eventually they're going to be because it's so normal. And if they're good at the news, like if there's like a super hot weather chick, she'll have a. Because think about
not
all
a
the,
face tattoo.
No, here, listen, hear me out on this. All of the old people, sorry, old people, if you get offended, change the channel when people talk about old people.
Bye,
they
Barry
probably,
Warner.
They probably can't even hear anyways. But I'm saying it's mostly old people that get offended by tattoos. Or look at these ruffians with these tattoos. And they're the ones, like, people our age and younger, we see, you know, neck tattoos. We don't really think twice about it. You don't think twice about somebody having a sleeve now. Even in the corporate world, it's not that big of
a
deal.
That's true.
So those old people that get upset by that stuff are eventually going to die off. And then it's going to be the rest of us that are more comfortable with tattoos. I just don't see it as a big deal.
I just don't, because you know what? Of all the different aspects of the world, the most critical, for obvious reasons in a lot of ways, is television.
What do you mean the most critical?
The
critique?
Yeah, from a management perspective, they're from the dress. I've told you guys about how they have everybody in to critique how they talk, how they dress, their delivery, their personalities, and it's like on a monthly basis. And I just don't think, I think they will fight it tooth and nail to where a face tattoo where your bread and butter and how you keep listeners tuned in is going to be based on how they look and their appearance. I think TV management, upper management will fight it.
They will fight it, but I think also it's going to be the mentality of the bosses, of upper management. So when that upper management changes,
exactly,
and they get younger,
when the old upper management dies, that doesn't
when
like
tattoos. There's a possibility.
Because
the new upper management, guess what? The new upper management, they'll probably have tattoos.
And maybe it'll start off with body tattoos first, and then
like,
in another 20 years,
you might
years,
see something
okay
on the hand or something like that, right?
Yeah.
If they're wearing a polo, you might see a sleeve or something.
Right.
I could see that on location. Eventually, though, there will be like a neck tattoo on TV. I really believe
now,
that.
Now, neck tattoo, I will give you.
But face tattoos?
No. I feel like that's going to take a bit longer.
We'll be dead and gone before face tattoos make TV.
I thought you were saying
no, face tattoos. I'm saying neck tattoos. You'll see visible tattoos all the time on anchors and reporters because eventually that's not a big deal. Like to us, it's just not
you
a big deal.
You already do. Anymore. I mean, when you see people in the field, especially in Houston in the summertime, and say the reporter is wearing a polo, you'll see it.
Are there reporters?
Not necessarily a sleeve, but you'll see them slipping
a little bit,
peeking out of the sleeves. Yeah.
Okay. So. Robert and Tomball said, to be fair, most of us don't realize the kids are actually listening until they start asking questions like, what's masturbating, Daddy? Again, not a family-friendly show. Not for kids, so don't do that. Y'all should do the tattoo of the Gemini if the Astros win the World Series. Yes!
This ain't a fantasy football league, and this is real life, buddy. That
you
ain't
and
happening.
I, Gemini tattoos right down the middle. And instead of holding hands, it could be Nick's face. So half of Nick's face on my left shoulder, half of Nick's face on your right shoulder, with the Geminis holding it.
So by the time
this is such a great idea.
By the time we retire, Nick's face will be like touching our ass.
Looks like we're holding just a testicle.
What you do, Joel, is if you ever catch Barry drunk, that's when you bring it back up and only have him do one half. Do it.
So like
face,
we'll go to the tattoo shop. We'll go to the tattoo parlor and go, Barry, you go first.
Did you guys get yours? We sure did, Barry. Get in the car. This is so cool.
Yeah, we already tweeted it out and everything.
And in the meantime, like, and then Barry will pass out, and then we'll get it done with like a Sharpie.
Just take a picture of mine, and then like, in your pictures, you can flip and reverse the image. Be like, see, this is mine. Then reverse it back. This is yours. This is amazing, guys. Oh, I would be so mad. I'd be like, how am I going to cover this up? This is awful.
Jeez, that's a bad idea. Just like the idiots that do fantasy football and the loser has to get a tattoo at the
end.
Yeah,
I'm not doing that.
There's some people with some really bad tattoos because they don't know how to play fantasy football.
Yeah. And somebody said, well, what about like FS1 and Matt Barnes? Athletes are different. You know, totally. When you hire the athlete, people have been seeing them in their tattoos for years if they watch that sport. It's completely different. Athletes
it would
get
actually
a pass.
Be odd if they didn't have them.
They get a pass. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right, hey, everybody, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Happy Easter for those of you celebrating. And we always appreciate you, and we celebrate the fact that you are suspects of the show. I hope you guys have a great weekend, and come on back on Monday when we will all be back present and accounted for. For Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. Have a great weekend, everybody, and the Blitz is next right here on ESPN 97.5.